I'm Kevin.
And I'm Stephanie.
And during our marriage, we have dealt with an electrocution, a brain tumor, brain surgery.
Then doctors telling us that children were not in our future, followed by miscarriage, and then Kevin's cancer diagnosis.
However, today, we live a life completely healed and restored with three healthy children who doctors said were not possible. And we're here to tell stories that inspire, give hope, and brighten your day. Welcome to
Tell Us a Good Story.
This episode is being presented to you by Storyside Church, where your story matters. At Storyside Church, they believe God always writes a good story.
You can join them for church online each Sunday morning on their Facebook page or watch their entire library of prior services on their YouTube channel, Storyside Church.
Like every fifth episode, it's us sharing our own stories with friends. And today we have your favorite co-host, your sister, Katie Keller-Schnitzer. And Mr. Jeremy Hartman.
The Big H is in the house. Big H.
I told her not to say that, by the way.
It's okay. Nicknames are born. You can't choose them. And they just live their own life.
But here's the thing.
It's going to take on a new path right here.
I started to say this earlier tonight. And I was getting ready to say, hey, you might not want to call Jeremy Mr. H, right?
Or I said Big H.
Big H. Because you've given me nicknames that I can't stand. And Whoa. Now your kids
Wait,
say the nickname.
Is it Kevio?
I hate that. I hate that.
I've been calling you that for like 20 years.
Well, now it's time to get off my chest.
This is an airing of grievances. Here we go.
You're in my phone as Kevio.
Oh my gosh.
Why did you not tell me that?
Well, I was just being nice. But then when your kids started calling me, I'm like, okay, this has got to stop. I'm like, no, it's Uncle Kevin. It's not Uncle Kevio.
I've heard you say that,
it's
like, not, yes. Sternly. It's Uncle Kevin. I'm like,
how many years into the marriage before the in-laws get told the truth? Because now you know you're in good.
Well, we're over 18 now.
Been a while. And that nickname
been,
a long time.
It's been
time.
Simmering for a while. But I guess this came back when you gave him the Big H nickname. Like, okay, you can't do that to my friend Jeremy here because I have lived this. I can't let you go through this as
don't
well.
Don't let it. Don't keep it inside.
I'm okay with Big H. Recently, recently at school, a nickname came back that I don't like.
Oh.
Because a former student was a chapel speaker, shared the name in chapel to the whole school.
Oh, gosh.
And the next day, they just started shouting it from the mountaintops. And I'm just like,
let it rip.
And I let the young lady know, you really screwed up your payback. Payback is coming. Payback is coming in some form at some point.
Were you like, Mrs. Phillips, can I please speak at the next chapel? Like, immediately, right. Like, I'm getting my revenge.
Yep. I did not, but that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
And the whole week, he's just researching new nicknames for...
And my kids are some of... My own children are some of the ones calling me that. I'm just like, no.
Wait, I want to know what it is.
You don't know what it is. Yeah. The name is very simple.
I'll beep it out.
Oh,
I'll
no, beep no, it out it's for fine. You. I really don't care if you put it on. It's fine.
Okay.
The name is Jim, because I teach gym class.
Oh.
But I also have a brother-in-law named Jim, and I'm not a huge fan of the name Jim in general.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So they will spell it J-Y-M. Yes. This was years ago, but they all graduated and left, and I was like, oh, I'm
oh,
glad
finally.
That nickname died.
J-Y-M?
And then she brought it back. J-Y-M. A combination of Jeremy and gym teacher, J-Y-M.
Oh, my gosh.
Jim. And so I had 100 kids in the cafeteria, including
our children.
Including one of yours and two of mine, yelling, Jim! Jim! And I went in my office, I closed the door, and I locked it. I had a little pouting party for myself and did not want that name to come back. Thank you very much. Big H is fine with... I'm good with Big H. Big H.
He likes it.
Okay, so... I'm curious. Last time you were with us was episode, 140? And I remember, I thought this was very funny, that you said you were so nervous to have this conversation and record, and it was probably just the unknown, right? You didn't know what you're stepping into. But how about today? This is your second time having a conversation with us. Are you still nervous?
I think I slept 3 hours last night. And it's like the first day of school after a summer break, and it's like you want to impress people and you want to do it right, and I just... You know what I mean? I just want to do it right. I want to
That's
do a good job.
Sweet.
I'm excited about it. My mind goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just can't stop it. I can't turn it off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I inevitably end up on a couch watching a show to take my mind anywhere but this podcast.
You're watching video clips of Tell Us a Good Story on YouTube.
Well, obviously, yes. Of course.
Now, last time you had a dream about you and Kevin on a road trip. Was there any dreaming going on?
Last night, part of my issue was dreaming. Last night, I was dreaming, and I was on your podcast, and my oldest son, Clark, was on with me. And which is funny, too, because he really would love to do, like, a football-based podcast. He listens to, I think, 8 different football podcasts
as part of
his normal routine. So, yes, Kevin, I don't think you were there, Katie. No offense, because you're great, but...
You didn't make the dream.
You didn't make the dream. So that's where we're at. Still, I'm feeling good in the moment, but overnight, and hopefully tonight, I sleep like a baby.
Okay, I want to talk about the event that we had at the school a couple weeks ago. So, of course, at our school that all of our children attend, we have the father-daughter dance, right, which is one of my favorite things in the world to do. And then Mr. Hartman here put together something for the moms, which was the mother-son laser tag event, and you play dodgeball as well.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant and so that, idea.
Mastermind.
From what you've said in the past, that is the most popular event of the year at the school. And I remember last year, episode 120, we had this conversation, and you shared your experience of going to that for the first time.
Yes.
And how you played dodgeball and actually hit a kid in the face, made him cry, and it was hysterically funny.
But she said she was sorry.
I said I was sorry.
You did
and
sit
I sat
sorry.
Down.
You did sit down. So I think, again, so we were fine.
But here's the thing. For some reason, Mr. Hartman here felt like it would be a good idea to get us involved in the planning of this year's.
I don't know that he asked. I think we volunteered ourselves. Yeah, I think that's what we did.
I don't remember volunteering myself.
Oh, I volunteered you. Did you ask?
Do you want me to clarify?
Yes, please.
I went back to the emails because I wanted to remember how it all went down. And what happened is I asked Katie. So I asked Katie specifically, and the next thing I know, you guys had a 3-person spitball, as we called it, a spitball meeting
that's
night,
right.
And then sent me 5 paragraphs of ideas, most of which I wanted to reject.
That's right. You asked her for feedback, and then we had a family dinner.
Pizza night, right?
Yeah. And that came up during the conversation, and we started sharing ideas, and then we shared, apparently it was 5 paragraphs
and we created
with Mr. Hartman.
Committee.
Yes,
I titled you the laser tag subcommittee. And this is actually big for me. And I don't know if you guys know this. I am a control. I mean, most teachers are kind of control centered people. I want to do what I want to do. So for me to give any idea suggestions to you guys was kind of a big deal. But again, I really gave it to Katie. But since you guys jumped in, I accepted them. But neither one of you have ever been to the event yet. So
no.
That's why, she was there last year. And as a rookie was, stellar, just phenomenal.
Besides drilling kids in the face.
Rookie season.
And she came out with the costumes before costumes were even a thing.
She's like the only one there in a costume in this ninja outfit. Like, whoa.
The ninjas arrived and I thought, man, this woman is ready for this event.
Yes.
So anyway, I decided to get her involved because you guys had done it on the podcast. And of course, you guys jumped in and I thought it was great. I attempted to execute, I think, 3 of the ideas you gave. One of them I just flopped completely because I just forgot. But we did execute one of them being a theme. So it was a superhero theme night. And I would say that brought up participation in dressing up, maybe 25% or so.
I thought we got a bump. I
thought there was a lot in the first group.
Yeah.
The first group was what? Preschool through second graders?
Second graders, yeah.
And then the next group was 3rd grade through 8th?
Yep. And I didn't do a major push on costumes. I put it in there a few times, but I didn't really pump up the costumes. So
one of my recommendations was Katie brings her own smoke machine to the event. And that immediately got vetoed. And I think you said you have a bubble wand or something that she used.
A bubble machine. There's a bubble machine that creates bubbles continuously. We do have a spotlight. That was another idea we talked about was a spotlight. We talked about introductions with music. And that's the one I flopped because I fully intended Eye of the Tiger. Introducing classes. Here's the kindergartners. They run out and so on. And I got done with the intro. I told him to go grab their guns. And I looked at Kevin and went, oh, I didn't do it. I completely forgot. And he's like, it's okay.
He
kind of pulled together. And Kevin ends up volunteering with somebody who's very comfortable, obviously, on a microphone. You come and help me run the thing. And so he did. And he brought the 2 daughters along. And
we had a blast.
It was great.
But it was funny because I walked in. And I forget what was said. But I said, oh, my gosh, I think that might ruin my wife's face paint when she gets here tonight. She's going to be sweating. And he stopped walking and turned to me. And you're like, is your wife really wearing face paint tonight? Like, he didn't know if I was serious or kidding or not. And I was no, I'm totally kidding. She's not wearing face paint.
I mean, they talked about their costumes for the last month and a half, so I was ready for anything.
So, ladies, can you please share with Mr. Hartman, when it was solidified, hey, we're going to do a superhero theme, what immediately took place with you ladies?
Oh, so emails back and forth immediately.
With planning a costume.
Planning costumes.
Yes.
But so there's five of us. So we were like, okay, what are we going to do? Are we going to be matchy-matchy? Are we going to be all different superheroes? So we started planning.
Absolutely. And the kids, they have their faves.
Yes.
So we decided on things that weren't going to impede our shooting.
Or
our throwing.
Yes.
Right? It had to be something with stretch and or flow.
Yes.
So we went capes.
Capes.
Right.
Masks.
Masks.
And then slap bracelets.
Yes.
And then what?
Slap bracelets.
I didn't see those.
It was on our wrists.
Yeah,
on
I didn't see
wrists.
Those.
Kind of like how Wonder Woman has her...
Yes. Yes. Cups.
I know.
Well, I will tell you, when you first came in, I was like, you know, that's not as over the top as I expected. You were light and flowy,
yes.
able to run, because people that wore the layered costumes, you could tell were about to pass out because it gets very hot in there. And they were ripping off costumes as the night went. And so I actually told some of the kids, hey, it's okay if you want to take that off. I've seen your costume for the costume contest. I've seen it. I recognize it. You can take it off now. And they were like, oh, thank goodness. Because it was, I mean, it gets very hot. So
yes,
it does.
Kudos
it's
to you guys. Great
hot.
Job on the costumes. You did not win. And
no.
I felt like you couldn't win
yes.
because you're part of the subcommittee.
Okay, can we talk about that?
I'm upset about it.
Yes, please share that story, Katie.
Are we still
Jeremy.
Airing grievances?
Yes.
Fair
yes.
enough.
So
fair
listen, enough. Listen. You were like, all right, and everybody, remember, we have the Chick-fil-A.
And this came up 2 days later, mind you, at family dinner. So she was still not over it
I'm
days later.
Still ticked.
Oh, bring it on. Let's hear what you got to say.
On this podcast, I was angry. So you... had everybody come sit down, and you were like, we're going to have awards. Chick-fil-A gift card. Everybody's up for grabs. And so I'm standing on the side because I'm ready to accept my award. Okay? So, and I'm like, everybody else looks cute. That's fine.
Did you go fix your hair in the bathroom and come back?
No, but I was like, everybody get ready.
She was at the corner because she was going to have an entrance. Walking to you, so she couldn't see on the bleacher.
No,
she's in the corner standing so she could make an entrance.
See, as a teacher, when I see a student not following the rules of sitting on the bleachers, I immediately dismiss them from winning anything because they can't follow the rules. So just know that actually impeded your chances.
No, listen here. So the first family you called out was the Incredibles.
They were the Incredibles. They looked
great.
And
I was like, who the flip is this? And then I see them come off the bleachers, and I was like, fair.
No, they were head to toe, mom and son
costumes.
Both.
Yes.
Great. It was great.
I applauded them.
Elastigirl looked amazing. And I was like, all right.
Yeah. Well, right. Well done, Mr.
Well done.
Well done,
and
Mr.
I was
Hartman.
Like, I'll give her the first award. I'm not kidding. I was literally leaning forward.
Like, ready to accept it.
I'm ready. Like, I am.
Do you have your speech ready, too? Are you wanting the microphone?
This was the Oscars.
Yes.
Katie's ready.
So what I was ready for is for people to cry foul. I didn't want it to come out that I knew the theme beforehand because I handpicked the theme.
Right.
But I was ready for it. I was like, if people want to throw shade, that's fine. Because we look good.
We did
right?
look good.
You call out, and I thought you're searching for us. I thought you were
like
searching
for us. Like he's looking for you?
Yes. And I'm like, I'm here. I'm ready. And you're like, and Baby Yoda. And I was like, what the f***? Was so I was like, and then they were cute.
They
so
were
I was like,
so cute.
But technicality, they weren't superheroes.
You know, that's debatable. Star Wars world, is it superhero? Is it not? That's a debate. And I don't think this is the time or the place for it. But that is a debate.
I would debate this is not the time or place to complain about not getting a Chick-fil-A card. But proceed.
I mean, in hindsight... I mean, if you want me to get your participation trophy, I can.
Here's a blank Chick-fil-A gift card.
In hindsight, I had 4 Chick-fil-A gift cards valued at $10 a piece.
So who are the other 2 gift cards going to?
Well, I didn't go beyond 2 because I only looked at 2 pairs.
But who would have?
Well, you're asking me, in your group, who would have gotten the next cards? Well, come on. Let's be real. I don't know.
If you like what you hear, please tell someone about us. As soon as this episode is over, go tell your spouse, your closest friend, a parent, a coworker, or share one of our posts on social media.
However, if you don't like what you're hearing, please do not.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anybody.
Just disregard this message.
Don't worry about
it. Forget about us.
Yep.
Go on with your merry day.
And to get more information about us or our entire catalog of episodes, be sure to check us out at KevinandSteph.com. Thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
Dodgeball.
Yes.
And this is where the real aggression and danger came into play.
So I want to clarify again. These balls are not old school rubber balls that we all grew up
They're not like kickballs.
No.
They're very squishy.
You can squish them down to like the size of a baseball or smaller. And then as the air refills, they fill up to their normal size, which is probably, about twice the size of a softball.
Yes.
So the way Jeremy set it up was you put a tarp over the volleyball net, sectioned off the court, right? So there was one side of moms versus sons, and then the other side, moms versus sons. You had a microphone, I had a microphone. And so we had two games going on at the same time. The game that you set up, it wasn't normal dodgeball. It was Star Wars dodgeball, where there's one Jedi. If someone gets hit, they sit down, and then Jedi can come and touch them, and they're back in the game. However, when they're sitting down, they can still throw against the other team. So they're not actually out. They're still participating, but they're just sitting on the floor until a Jedi comes and gets them. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a different game, and pretty much nobody gets out.
Yeah, unless you take yourself out of the game, you're never really out of the game. Mm-hmm.
You're still competing. Yes.
Yep.
So how do you lose or win a game? Explain that.
If there comes a point where there's 10 people sitting on the floor at the same time, or the Jedi who has the wand gets hit with the dodgeball, game's over. Yes. Okay, so you set it up where 20 minutes, you're going however many games you can get in, so be it. So you took the one side of the gym. I took the other side. The side that I was on had these two ladies with their capes on throwing rockets at what looked like mostly preschool kids.
They were little.
On the other side of the court.
They were little.
So, ladies,
in retrospect,
since Mr. Hartman was on the other side, can you please share with Jeremy here how things went on our court?
Well, to start off, they were like, who wants to be the Jedi? I'm like, I'll be the Jedi. And then Sis says, well, you can't throw. I'm like, I don't want to be the Jedi. Yeah, she was like, not it. I'm not it. And the mom's like, anybody want to be a Jedi? You know when you like look up at the sky and you're like, don't pick me to be the Jedi because I want to throw the ball. So someone else got to be the Jedi.
Yes.
Perfect. So we were ready. We were just waiting for you two to say,
just blow the whistle.
Come on, let's do this. Yeah. Like we were hopping. Yeah. We're going back and forth with balls. Like we were ready for this.
Yes.
So we start playing.
Yes.
And the boys, again, who are ages preschool to second grade.
So maximum of 8 years old.
Yes.
Maximum
of 8 years old. And there might be 2 8-year-olds on the team. Are getting blasted by these ladies. Okay. Katie, I believe you are hitting every other kid in the face, I believe.
I did.
How many headshots do you think you pulled off that night? Because last year you claimed one. It seems as if you're debating here.
There's at least six.
At least six, okay.
Now listen.
She apologized.
I apologize to everyone.
All of them.
We have to apologize.
I said I was forgiveness
for our sins, yes.
I don't think I sat down this time. The problem is, if you have listened to any conversation we have ever had together, Steph, Kevin, and I, you know that I don't have good aim.
You have a rocket arm.
I have a good arm.
But you are a wild thing.
No clue where it's going.
For example, not to cut you off, but I remember one time I was at your parents' house with you, and you had a banana in your hand. I'm like, hey, can you toss that to me? I'm like, and the room froze. Like, can I have the banana? And then you threw it to me, and it hit the ceiling fan. All right, Steph, I'm going to test you again here. What is your favorite book of all time?
Obviously, it's the Bible, Kevin.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Very good. This time you didn't say the book we wrote called You Met Her Where.
But it's still a really good book.
That is true.
And it would make a great gift for friends or relatives on their birthday or for Christmas.
Friends, you can order your copy of our book titled You Met Her Where at kevinandsteph.com. And we will make sure to personally sign a copy for you or whoever you want.
And as always, thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
So, you ladies, your event's over. Then we get to the next age group, okay, which is third graders through eighth graders. Completely different. Completely different. So, we get to the dodgeball section of that, and you ladies would love Jeremy's wife, by the way. What's her name?
Amber.
Amber was very aggressive.
Oh, okay.
To where, when they get to the dodgeball game, she would run up to the line and just sit on the ground and just start firing away at the kids. Because she knows she wasn't going to get out. Like, she was all the way up to the line just firing away.
Once you're sitting, there's nothing they can do to you anymore. So she actually was trying to block. So if the Jedi would leave, she would put her hands up and try to block the throws.
Amber.
So my wife took multiple face shots, but she didn't care because, similar to you guys, mm-hmm. she just wanted to win at all costs.
Yes.
She actually told, well, Kevin, what did my wife tell you at the end of the night?
So one time, at the end of the game, she came up and said, just so you know, I hit the Jedi 5 times tonight, and you only called it 4 times.
And I thought, that's my girl. That's my girl right there.
I was like, okay, I like you. But, Mr. Hartman, when there's 100 people on the court, it is impossible
absolutely.
To ref a dodgeball game.
Wait,
because
was
I'm
it
looking.
All open? Is the
no,
one?
Same thing. But, okay. there's, same a ton, but there was a ton of boys versus the moms.
Okay.
And now you have boys that are not clueless. These are all boys who have played this game for years.
Yes.
Ugh.
And some of them are 14 years old.
Ooh.
And we're talking cannon arms. And not always the great control either.
The one kid's what, 6'2"?
Yes.
Probably with mustache, and he's hitting.
I'm not sure if the mustache is necessary for the story, but continue. Continue.
So I say the mustache because he does not look like it doesn't look like a kid.
Mm-hmm. He looks like a grown man.
He looks so much older than 14.
Yeah.
So he's throwing fastballs over here at these moms. Okay. Mm. And so there comes a point where I'm feeling sorry for the moms. Mm. Because they're taking all of these rapid-fire fastballs from these older boys, okay? Mm-hmm.
And also keep in mind, older boys equals older moms. So we're not as young and athletic as, again, my wife, the exception, obviously. But yes.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Okay, fair.
So the third game comes. The boys are just blasting the moms. I put the microphone down, and I'm like,
you said enough is enough.
I'm going over on the mom's side. I'm helping out, okay? So this third game. So I go over there, and they're like, yes, he's over here. The mom of the kid who is 6'2" with the mustache comes to me and says, can you please hit my son? And she hands me a dodgeball. And I'm like, I will gladly fire this away. So I'm like, go. Well, I'm not reffing anymore, right? Because the microphone is sitting down on the side of the court. Mm-hmm. So I immediately throw at this kid. I hit him in the leg, and he doesn't sit down.
Mm. Ooh.
Classic.
You're like, I've seen that one
before. He'll claim
it bounced. If it bounced, you're not out. So I'll hit the floor first.
So I yell at him, sit down. Here's what he claims. Oh, I didn't know we started yet. And I'm like, that's it. And I'm yelling like, that's a you problem. So I call his name because his mom told me his name. So this isn't his name, but it rhymes. Brady, sit down. And he like puts his arms out like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then, of course, that fires me up.
Yep.
All right? So I'm like, okay. So then I'm firing away at him. And then your son, who is in what, sixth grade?
Sixth grade, yep.
He's throwing at me. And I'm like, okay, son, it's on.
Okay, little Hartman child.
Yes, I don't know his name at this point, but I'm like, okay, I know that's...
Little H.
Yes. So then I'm throwing at him. Was it Clark?
Clark, yes.
Clark. So I'm throwing at Clark. I hit him. He sits down. Well, then I'm like, okay, you're out. So then here's the thing. He kept getting the balls and kept throwing at me. I didn't know the rules were when you sit down, you can still throw. I thought you would sit down and you couldn't do anything until the Jedi touched you. Mm. Okay? But the rules were... You sit down, but you can still throw. Mm-hmm. And then when the Jedi touches you, you can stand up and run around. So he keeps throwing at me. That keeps making me mad. Then I'm yelling at your sixth grade son. I hit you. You're out. You're out. And he keeps throwing. I'm like, dude, you're out. I'm like yelling, stop throwing at me. And he's like, I'm allowed. I can still throw. I'm like, I hit you. And he goes, I know. But I can still throw. And so as I'm arguing with him, some kid in the side hits me in the leg. And I'm like, oh, like I throw the balls down and then I sit down like middle of court, like a kid. Like I'm arguing with this sixth grade kid.
You're playing the game for the first time ever. My son, who's been attending school since kindergarten, this is his 7th year playing this game. His dad's the gym teacher. And you're trying to tell him the rules. That was maybe the issue of me putting you in charge of dodgeball in hindsight.
Welcome to my life, Mr. Hartman. That is my life in a nutshell.
So nobody comes and gets me. because I'm sitting there. I didn't know I could still be throwing at these kids. So I'm just like sitting there like yelling at the Jedi. Come get me. Come on. Like, come on. Somebody come get me. Not knowing I could still be throwing. So all of a sudden, Jedi gets hit and I yell out, boys win. And so I go over to the microphone and I'm just like, okay, I'm done. Like, I can't do this. Like, this is so stupid. I'm yelling at all these kids. I spent the whole time yelling at the kids versus playing out here. So I was like, I'm done. So then I reffed the rest of the games. And then we finish, finally, and I go to you, and I said, hey, I kind of got into it with your son earlier tonight, and then I told you what happened, and you're like, actually...
He's right. Sorry.
Maybe
I should have given you a rule sheet for Star Wars Dodgeball.
You know I don't read that stuff, right?
You give me the schedule,
I don't read that. So I was like, what? And then you explain it to him, like, oh my gosh. So after I helped you clean up, I go outside to get the kids. They're having popsicles. I see your son, and I go over. I'm like, listen, Clark, your dad told me I was wrong. I was yelling at you earlier. I am so sorry. And he was so nice. He's like, oh, that's okay. It was in the heat of the moment. I totally get it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's such a grown-up reaction.
He's very respectful. He's very mature. So
I was shocked.
Not surprising.
And so I put my arm around
him. And he had won. The kids had won that, you know, the kids had beaten the mom, so he was probably feeling good about that, too.
And I'm like, Clark, I am so sorry. I was wrong. And I put my arm around him, like, thank you for forgiving me. He was like, yeah, no problem. But yeah, I felt so stupid because literally I play one game, and the whole game I'm like, end up yelling at all these kids versus Plague.
In the heat. Man.
Well, it's so funny you say that because in our game, there were the moms behind us because Katie and I were front row. But the moms behind us would, like, hit kids, like, sit out! Sit! No, I got you! Like, moms are going crazy because the kids weren't sitting down. Yep. So, I mean, it was just fired up everywhere.
But here's the ultimate question, though. After all of this, do you think they will continue to be a dodgeball game at the mother-son laser tag event?
Definitely.
There will
yes!
be.
Yes! Oh! Okay,
listen. In the heat of a moment of competition, there is sometimes frustrations. And in fact, as you talked about earlier, some of the moms wanted to hit their kids. One of the moms got upset with her son and came over and told him, "You need to sit down." Like, she was legitimately mad, which I also have never seen before. So there are new problems that have happened. And in the first round, it was really the moms blasting the sons in the face. And in the second round, it was the boys blasting the moms in the face. And so I've got some ideas, and we'll spitball it sometime.
Ooh,
and
The subcommittee.
If Steph is not banned from the event for her lack of empathy toward preschoolers, I believe he's 4, just for the record.
Oh,
he's a very young fella. But, yes, I do think, essentially, I even said something to the principal, and she's great. And I said, you know, we have these issues. I'm a little bit worried about it because I didn't want people leaving with a negative feel. My goal in every event is end with happy.
Yeah.
End with everybody's leaving. We're happy. Of course, other than the boys crying, but we're all happy. And she just said, I mean, they signed up to play dodgeball. What do they think was going to happen? I'm like, yes, Mrs. Phillips.
Yes, Mrs. Phillips.
Woo! Mrs. Phillips.
Oh,
thank
we
you.
Love her.
Love However.
Her. Love her.
She's the best.
Steph and Katie are no longer invited.
Well, there is a potential issue for next year. The way that I divide things,
there is an issue.
Katie graduates to the older group with her son Sam as a third grader.
Mm-mm.
But Mama Steph over here will have a kindergartner. So we do have to,
I heard.
Ooh, that's going to cost you double for sure.
Here's the thing. I heard the mamas needed help in that second round. I'm here.
I do think you guys are better suited for the olders, that also puts Tate with the olders.
Or Tate can just be with Kevin.
Tate can be a decoy.
He can be a decoy.
I'm happy to bump you both up. I mean, what happens is the younger kids do get pushed up with the older siblings. So you can just claim, hey, you know, close family, we'll bump up. And you'll be in the older group.
Wait, no.
No, you're not listening.
No,
we want to do both.
We're doing both rounds. Okay.
I'm not sure if you listen, but that would cost double the price. And I'm not sure I'm ready to go there. We had over 210 people in this event. I mean, the gym was bustling at the seams.
Okay, I just got my new best friend right here.
We'll talk about this later, Big H.
I'm glad you guys have this much fun after 100 and however many episodes.
For friends, thank you for listening to this episode of Tell Us a Good Story.
For additional content and longer episodes, you can go to our website at kevinandsteph.com or wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
And don't forget, you can catch us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. right here on the AM/FM 24/7 network. Thank you for listening to
Tell Us a Good Story.